Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, so we're back with What's the Tea, our entertainment pop culture stories of the day. And girl, I honestly did not want to do this story today because it's so much going on with it. And I don't know whether it's there's truth to it or if there's a mental health issue. I don't know. I don't want to be rude or anything. But there was a YouTuber. Her name is Trisha Paytas. Mm-hmm. And she is known for out of the box type of content. And that's the nice way I'm going to put it out there. Well, she really recently received. She's receiving a whole bunch of backlash and criticism for coming out as trans because she is attracted to gay men. So in her latest video, she had this to say.
I identify with men better. People always think like there's something wrong with me because I don't have like that many girlfriends. Like I love girls. Like I do love girls and I love their sensitivity and all that stuff like that. But that's why I identify more as like a gay man, because I like guys, but I also identify as a guy, if that makes sense. The thing that kind of like stops it is I do love, which a lot of gay men do too, I do love like glam and voluptuousness. So in my head, I feel like I'm a transgender female to male, but also like a drag queen.
So,
I'm so confused.
Yeah, there's a lot going on in that video. And joining us is my favorite queen, all the way, pop culture guru, everything you need to know. Char Josselle is joining us. Hi, queen.
Hi, thanks for having me, guys.
Now, honey, I had to pass the mic. I had to, when you're in a team, you got to, like, hit the hand, and you got to tag in your teammate. Because I wanted to know your thought when you saw this clip and you watched the video, because Trisha is someone that has been on the YouTube space. She's been very open about, her thoughts, and she kind of is on, sometimes she's really good, and sometimes she goes to the extreme for content clickbait type of stuff. I wanted to know, what was your thoughts when you saw this video?
Well, thankfully, I'm not a part of her audience, but I do want to say that every time that I've seen her name come across my social media, it's been something negative and like an uproar.
Yeah.
When I saw this, I thought it was classic Trisha in that, like, I'm not policing her gender identity. I'm not policing her expression. But the points that she made in the video were so asinine, especially the conflation of sexuality and gender identity. Like, they are mutually exclusive, period.
Yeah.
Like, they can, in certain instances, they marry each other, but in others, they're not. In most cases, they're not, I'd venture to say. But, with Trisha, all in all, I really think that she was going for the shock factor. I hope she got the clicks that she wanted. I hope she got the attention and the engagement that she wanted. I mean, I saw reputable news outlets covering the story, and I hope she was able to pay her rent this month, because it just seems like I'm not attacking her, but this is a critique,
right?
Because trans people are losing their lives out here. Okay, it's October 8th. People are before the Supreme Court. This is a huge day for trans people in the United States of America. And based on Trisha's history of trolling, it's very, very hard for me, being a black trans woman existing in this space, to cut her any slack or to give her the benefit of the doubt.
It almost seems like, does she not know what it all means? Like,
why would she know?
I don't get it.
There's people that don't have the range to be talking about certain things.
Well, yeah. So in order to be fair to her, what I would say is that I think it would have probably been in her best interest to visit a therapist or a psychologist prior to flipping on her camera for the world to see.
Yes.
Because for me, like I said, based on her history, I'm not her audience. I do not subscribe to her, but every time that I see her name, it's wrapped in controversy. And based on the history that I've seen, that I've personally observed with my own two eyes, it is very, 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 very hard for me to actually believe this. And I want to give her the grace and the space to explore everything, but the points that she made in the video didn't even make sense. Well, here's, me as someone, and that's a trans person, and it makes sense.
Here's one point that she made. She says she's always had penis in, envy. She said, this sounds so crazy to say out loud, but I've always thought my life would be so much easier if I had that part. If I asserted myself, I wouldn't be a bitch. I would be a man.
Well, yeah, I feel like feminism, right? Yeah, like, oh, guys have it easier and all that doesn't mean I'm trans.
She ended the video saying that she is 1,000% transgender, but also identifies with her natural born gender and told people that it is okay to identify as whatever you want on any given day. So with that being said, Char, you know, I feel like that is very dangerous rhetoric. And I want to know if people are going to have this conversation, how should they go about it?
I can't gauge how they should go about it. But I think that her, in the video, she did emphasize that I've never been one for labels. I don't like titles and things. So what perplexes me is why then she would come out of the gate labeling herself as transgender. If she has openly admitted in the video, someday she feels like a girl, someday she feels like a boy. And then on top of that, the root of her quote-unquote penis envy is, from what I gathered, not to be perceived as bitchy when she is being assertive. And
right.
those two things don't meet. That don't make no sense. So especially in relation to transness, it makes no sense whatsoever.
And I mean, partially, I feel like as a social media figure and as a talent, there's a responsibility there because she has a lot of young people that follow her. And then when she does do things like this, people pick it up. Do you think, I guess, the silver lining is that it creates a conversation around, like, you can't just throw out these words. It comes with, there's layers to it. And also when we're fighting these rights, like, you can't just say that.
Well, if the right people are having the conversation.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Well, obviously.
Well, yeah, I mean, her fans are going to stick by her.
Right.
Because I've heard that this girl has, you know, come out in support of our current president and a whole bunch of other stuff. So
she's came out as black roots.
Okay, see, that's exactly what I mean.
What if she has multiple personalities?
No.
She has a history of saying inflammatory and grossly irresponsible remarks.
Yeah.
For clicks. That's why I said I hope her limits paid this month, because she got the traction that she wanted. If she were truly sorry, the video would not be up for us to watch right now and refer to right now. She was truly sorry. So she's gotten all of the attention and the clicks and all of the interaction that I hope that she needs to sustain her for the time being. Because like I said, I saw reputable, actual news outlets picking up this story. And the whole thing is just so gross and so offensive to me.
How are... Oh, we had a wrap.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to... Okay, never mind.
So...
Never mind. Char talks about it, I'm sure, on... Well, she was on youtube.com/whatstrending, my channel, talking about it.
Yes.
So you could see that.
Yeah. Wow,
the way she hijacked that. Well, Char, thank you so much for joining us, because we do got to wrap up. Tell everyone where they can find you on social medias.
You can find me everywhere. If you all want to keep this conversation going, at Char Says So. That's with all S's. Char Says So on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook.
Yes, great. And I do want to make known that Trisha did apologize. She said, I'm sorry that offended you, but that is my truth and my reality that I have been facing. She said, it's honest in the difficulty I'm facing while transitioning. She said, just know your judgments hurt me a lot. This isn't something I would joke about or take lightly.
So she's transitioning.
I don't know. Well, if you want to know more about the story, if you want to kind of put your own thought process to it, please head over to WeAreChannelQ.com and make sure to keep us favorited on that Radio.com app.
Okay.
Bye, Char.
Bye, Char.
Bye.
What a crazy story.